It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Good morning. Welcome to the Mojo in the Morning Show. It's Friday, and we got a good one for you. This week has been fun to be back on the air, but it's also fun to get back to some of the regular stuff that we do, like, you know, War of the Roses yesterday, 5 at 6:55 on Wednesday, Second Date Update Monday, all of the phone scams and senseless surveys during the week, Shannon's Dirty. Well, guess what's happening today? Throwback Throwdown. Who's going to win? Will Megan's streak continue in 2021? She had a good 2020. We're going to find out coming up this morning here on the show. One of the things that you may notice from the show is that we're all weird in our own little ways. And you know what? Hey, anybody that has a problem with that, go stick it. Yeah, we all got a little while.
Oh, sometimes it's not little ways either. Sometimes we're weird in big ways.
Feel attacked on that one.
But Spike posted something, though, on social media that I thought was actually funny. I thought we should bring it up on the air. That involves something that we see every single day, but the listeners may not see. And that is, this man has incredible weirdness to him, and as far as his OCD is concerned.
Sometimes the minutia we post on social media is just yawning, inspiring, where it's just like, why are you sharing this stupid little detail of your life? But this actually made me feel better when I shared it. It validated me because I don't think I've gotten such a big response on Instagram and Facebook about posting something in months until I shared that I like all my money in my wallet facing the same way and that I organized all my bills from smallest to largest denomination. And I thought, okay, I'm going to just put this out here and see if anybody shares this. It got 2,000 likes and hundreds of comments, people agreeing. It might have maybe helped me to realize that everyone else is as weird as I am, because it's just a weird rule in my head, and it always has been. Now, there are some people just commented, what's money? I don't carry money. Like, some people just live and die by their ATM.
Sure.
But I don't use credit cards for everything. I like to have cash on hand, and I have to have it. All the presidents facing the same direction, and it has to be $1 bills, $5 bills, $10 bills, $20 bill. That's how it has to be organized. Same direction. And this post blew up. I mean, people were just...
What were people saying, Spike?
Some people said if you ever worked in retail or worked in a bank, that it trained you, you kind of carry that for life. Other people said, like me, they just have a weird OCD. They feel disorganized. Even though nobody sees your wallet. Nobody else knows. It's just I know.
I don't have time for that.
It's something in my brain.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah. Did you ever work in retail or as like a cashier or anything anywhere?
Yeah, like in high school I did.
That was a big thing. I worked at a gas station one time, and there was like huge that you had to have all the bills facing the same way.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know what my quirk is?
You know,
I have to have my thermostat in my car and in my home on an even number. Has to be.
No.
Always.
It has to be on a thing of five. So either zero or five.
Oh, see, it's too big of a range. But mine has to be on an even number.
Well, I do that with gas pumps. I always pump to the nearest quarter. And it has to be to the nearest quarter, even if I got top it off, which is bad to do, they say, because you're not really getting all the gas.
I do that with volume on my TV. It has to be an even number.
Even number. Yep. Same with that.
Spike,
I do the alarm thing.
With gas pumps?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mike.
I do it with the alarm where I set it, but it's never like an even number. It's always like 441 or something. Huh? Some weird off number.
That's weird.
Yeah.
The gas pump thing that Spike was talking about, I have to pump at either pumps 1, 7, or 13.
Really?
So, sometimes I'll actually like have to maneuver my car around. And the only place that I can't do that at is Costco, because if you pump at Costco, you know, it's like crazy. You know, they yell at you.
Yeah.
They yell at you if you're in the wrong place, you know, at that place. This is interesting. you know, I was the one for the longest time, remember, that used to have to drive the same route every single day. And if there was construction, I would even drive through the construction zones. But when you find out the OCD that everybody has in the show, everybody has their own little kind of weird thing that they do. 844-MOJO-LIVE, 844-665-6548. It's funny, you know, Megan used to, for years, tell us, you guys use cash? What do you use cash? Megan, I've become you because this past year, nobody will take cash anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't really carry cash around with me anymore.
Yeah, honestly, when Spake was like, I sit there and I organize my bills and stuff, I go, you're the person that I hate in the checkout. It is your responsibility as a citizen of the U.S. to scramble to throw everything in your wallet, no matter if it goes there or not, and get out of line. Get out of line.
No, I don't do it in the checkout. This is at home before I leave the house. I can't leave the house with my money all willy-nilly in my wallet. That's crazy.
And you are turning into your dad.
But it drives me.
You said something a second ago, too. Minutia or something like that.
Have you seen people who get their money out of their pocket and it's crumpled up? I'm like, how can you live like that?
Oh, my God. That's Megan. That's Megan.
It spends the same, but you're the one holding up the line because you don't even know what bill it is. You have to straighten it out to see. Is it a five?
No. Here's the deal. When you go through in your purse and you find that, it's like, surprise. It's like winning the Price is Right. Yeah. I found a crumpled up $5 bill.
I'm the fastest person in the line because I already have I know exactly what I'm grabbing out of my wallet and I don't have to search for it.
I hate people who pay with cash. I literally despise you. Despise you. Yeah. If you are paying with paper money, get out.
We have to take Kyle's call.
Megan pays with Bitcoin. Megan, you use Bitcoin whenever you're trying.
Oh, God, I wish.
Take Kyle's call because they take it. Oh. He takes it a step further than just organizing by bill and having everything in the same direction.
What do you do, Kyle?
My ex, it's not me, it's my ex. She used to organize her money like Spike, but she would take it a step further by organizing it by the serial number that's on the dollar bill.
I am so glad you said she was your ex.
Wow. Yeah.
That is insane.
That is insane. Everyone knows you're supposed to do it by the year of issue. Everybody, you have to go by the year that it was printed.
Kyle, was she like weird in other ways, or was it just the serial number?
She was like severely OCD, and she liked everything in a specific way.
Hmm.
Wow. What was she like baking cookies? Was she good?
You just sounded like Beavis and Butthead right there. You really did.
Rick says that he's exactly like you, Spike. You do the same thing, Rick, with your money?
Exactly. You got to know what you have in your wallet. You need something, you go, you know right where it's at, bam, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as tipping goes, I always tip in cash because I don't believe the establishment needs to know how much they're getting in tips.
Yeah.
I agree with that on the tips.
So that's why straight up, bam. Yeah.
Listen to Jessica here, Rick. Jessica actually is like weird as far as how things are concerned, like when it comes to numbers and stuff. But Jessica, what is it that you do?
I count things out by three at the store. So when I go grocery shopping, I buy everything in the set of three.
Oh, wow. What happens if they don't have three of an item? Can you not buy it?
I won't buy it, but I can't. I just can't. It's just something that I just do. I don't know why. And there's no significant number with the number three for me. Like, my favorite number is 18. So I have no idea where the three came in, but when I definitely counted in the sets of three.
And I feel bad for anyone who truly suffers from an obsessive compulsive disorder like that, because they can really diminish your ability to perform daily tasks. You know, people have trouble leaving their house because they have to touch their doorknob a certain number of times. It really can be an illness. But for me, it's just a weird organizational thing. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. It is like a control thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. Trevor. What's up, Trevor?
Hey, good morning. Am I on?
Yep, good morning.
Yes.
Hey, so anyway, Spike, you're going to love this.
Okay.
I used to, you know those little letters that on the corner of the dollar bill?
Yeah, the series.
I used to alphabetize them.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, that's That's how bad my OCD is.
You well, guys wonder how I watch so much Netflix, and it's because I don't do this.
Well, let me ask you, Trevor, what happens, like...
Point well taken.
Thank you. I thought that was way funnier than you guys decided it was.
I'm not admitting that you might be right, but... Trevor, what happens if like do you have to give out a certain letter so that you don't give away all your A's, or do you say I have too many F's, let me get rid of them first? Like, is it a hand of poker?
No, I just used to just alphabetize them, I never like gave away by letter or anything like that.
Wow. Just made you feel better.
Megan, that's the person you don't want to be behind in line.
Right.
Yeah. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.